John Wainwright, and beginning the visit with JR this Saturday afternoon, the 10th. Channel 1 over, and beginning the visit with JR this Saturday afternoon, the 10th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with JR this Saturday afternoon, the 10th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, and beginning the visit with JR on the working on the stoves this Saturday, the 10th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, and beginning the visit with JR this Saturday afternoon, 10th of November, 73. Channel 1 over, and beginning a visit with JR this Saturday afternoon, the 10th of November, 73, working on the stoves.
How would anybody get a hold of that pipe fitter of yours? He just go by your tool box.
Yes. Yeah. I keep them thing hanging up out of reach. Nobody knows. Have a chance to get a hold of them. Mm. That means I keep them here. Well, I got some. Well, they're welcome. You can't even mix it back up there with a lot of gifts. That's the reason they can't get to them. That on?
Mm? That on?
Well, listen. Hear that?
I'm down.
What are you saying there? Air getting out of line.
Oh.
You better do that so you can get no care of it. And what's called getting the air out of line? That's been about 4 years. Come in here and raise that latch up here.
Yeah, yeah.
That gets the air out of line.
Well.
Did you put anything in here? Well, you put some hair on it.
It comes right in.
Yeah,
it comes in a hurry.
Mm-hmm, I'll be good. If I turned it on when I first got here, of course I didn't put the latch down. That's right dead on one. Come up. and we'll change.
All right. Now there's a little pop in that too.
Mm-hmm.
When it burns, it pop, pop, pop.
Pop a little.
Have you heard them pop?
Yeah. Crack.
It just popped. It just popped. I can't find a hole on that one. Look at that. It looks like it stopped up.
Yeah, screwed in there.
Yeah. Well, just let it come off.
He's letting him pop anyway. He's going to go on. Just take all that out from the bottom down there.
Well, it'd be nice if it had a hole in that to look at.
Well, I can skip later. And just kind of heat it up a little bit. I can show you something.
All right.
I can't do it with that light right there. I have to get my flag light.
I got one. Okay.
We'll wait a little while. Let it sit. I thought we don't need that no more right now.
Well, I'm not
thinking
too bad.
Just heat it up a little bit in the world. Look at it. Look at it. Heat it out.
You know, the worst thing that ever happened to this country was when a fella had to go to town to make a living, J.R. Now, you used to make a living. You never had to go to town, mm-hmm. but you could make a living right out here in the country.
Mm-hmm. You don't know where I can buy 5 acres of land out this way, do you?
What for? You?
No, it's Bobby. For more.
You want to set up shop?
No, he's in the army.
Yeah.
He can get out.
Yeah.
He wants 5 acres of land. They may go with the house on or not.
And he wants to own it.
Yeah.
Well, now see, what you can do, there's a lot of people let you use some of the land, but it's, they don't all want to sell it.
Mm-hmm. See, in other words, he can't put a trailer on one unless you own it. In other words, he'll get $12,500 if he comes to Nemo. The government will give him that much.
Don't tell me.
5 acres of land. With.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
In other words, I didn't know that was in effect. That's what he wrote his mama.
Good Lord help us.
He's been over there 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's been over there. He wasn't supposed to been over there but a year. He's been over there 4 years.
Yeah.
In other words, he had to sign up for 2 more years. To go over there, see?
Oh.
And he's done been over there 2 years now, more longer than what he's supposed to. And the government's going to give him $12,500 to buy 5 acres of land here.
Hmm.
And he's got to figure on if he has to pay that much for 5 acres of land, then he'll have to figure on how he's going to buy him a trailer to put on it.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be easy. I know where you can buy him a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Know where you can take the paving truck on a brand new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that it won't have any shenanigans about it.
That's right.
Have a dime. You know, I've had to face this. See, I got more land here than I need.
Mm-hmm.
And several of the people I know have, you know, brought it up. They're willing to buy the land and build a house and all like that. And this is what I had to say to them. I'd say, you know, I just practically give you the land just to get you out here.
Mm-hmm.
But there ain't any assurance that you're going to stay.
Okay.
And I don't know who would take your place, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You could have somebody out here that just like poison in the whole neighborhood, and that's the trouble of it. Now you can.
I told him, I said, when you get a place, keep it, because you can't, you ain't gonna be able to buy no land 10 years from now to save your life. you couldn't buy a foot nowhere. You take them selling lots I sell them, 5 acre lots I sell them at that grass prairie on the Archer Road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you're getting for them, plenty.
But he don't want to be.
You couldn't raise nothing out there if you had to.
Yeah, just that old sandy.
Old white sand.
White sand.
Old brown sand or something.
Oh, I've seen that. That's over there in the next county. It's just got
plenty of it.
Plenty of it. Mm-hmm.
That's over there in Putnam County. Not Putnam, but Union County.
Yeah.
Just out from over at Brooks.
Yeah.
Plenty of
it. Yeah, that way. Yeah.
One thing about you can do over there, you can have a good garden for 2 years, and that's the end of it.
Is that right?
That's right. You can raise all the watermelons you want for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it right there.
You might as well put it back in there.
Just well put it somewhere.
Cherry oaks. Let it grow up.
Yeah.
Now you can hear that, J.R.
I don't hear cracking, I hear it going boop, 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 like that.
Yeah.
That's
it.
That's it. What's that? That means you don't get too far.
The others don't make that noise.
Hmm? The others don't. Well, they say different kind of heat of the others.
Now you see, you can hear that play in the next room. Let me see.
How
you tell?
You see the smoking?
No.
Huh?
Wow, what do you think happened? Because it's been smoking, what did you do?
It might be where you left. You ever think about that? How you like it? Tell me how you like it. What do you think about it? Is that
clear open?
How long do you leave it up there?
Oh, it don't take any time.
Leave wide open?
No.
For how long?
Oh, a minute.
Well,
left.
Then what do you think it is?
About the low.
One or two or
three.
That's not close.
Oh, let me see where.
Look your drop cord back. I'll be back in a second.
I put it back to two. Put it around 2, depending on what the weather's like, 2 or 3.
Well, whenever you light a heater, you turn your dial wide open.
Yeah.
For 1 minute.
Yeah.
And then back down to 1 and light it.
Yeah.
Leave it on 1 for 10 or 15 minutes so your burner gets hot.
Oh.
Then you need your heat turned up. Now, if you're trying to stay from wide open for a minute, and then you turn it back down at 3, you ain't got it on low at all. You got no high fire.
Yeah.
Well, then as you need your heat, turn it up. Turn it from 1 to 2.
Well, now, let me
see. About 10 minutes, then turn it up to 3.
Turn it up
wide
open for about a minute.
1 minute.
And then light it.
No. Turn the dial wide open for 1 minute. Then back down to 1 and light it. Leave it on 1 for 10 or 15 minutes. Your burner gets hot.
Oh.
And then if you need your heat, turn it up. All right, what it'll do, in that 10 or 15 minutes, it'll get up on high fire, and it'll come back down on low fire. Then as you need your heat, turn it up. Don't never turn it, say, from 1 to 6. Never turn it from 1 to 2. Wait about 10 minutes, and then turn it up to 3. You never smoke it before.
Well, J.R., that sounds too damn simple to be true.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's just little small things like that that you've got to pick up. Now, whoever does that?
Nobody does it. Turn it wide open.
For a minute.
For a minute. Then turn it down to one and light it.
And let it burn on low for 10 to 15 minutes. At low fire. And then you turn it up a little bit at a time.
Yeah. But you want to remember when you turn it wide open to leave it just a minute. That's what I have to remember.
Yeah, I could. Can you use either one of these? I had some mighty nice little fires, but they're out in the grass. And oh, I just love them. You know, little, just too big, you see. Just the right size. Well, you can't go around buying these pair of fires all the time, don't you? I used to know a fella, just a little ranch. He had a little ranch, and at one time, he always took that in his pocket. It looked like J.I., every time he wanted to do something, he'd pull that out at his fist. Mm-hmm. And then at one time, I told him he had a little, what do you call these, crescent wrenches.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of those little fellas about like that.
I had one about like that, somebody got it.
Well, what do? Just keep your tool case open?
Well, I got a son-in-law over there.
Oh, I see you've got a temple.
And they come in and use themselves and you don't never get back.
Yeah. Well, that's another matter.
See, it's supposed to be a nut on them. And this thing out there on here, and that'll help it.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
That's open up for us.
What do you want, a nut?
Mm-hmm. In other words, a nut that's on there, you don't sound good enough to.
Well, I got plenty of nuts.
You know, you can put that there, that's how you get it.
Yeah.
That's doing all right, though.
Let's hang him up and see what he does. See if he needs to have to cut him down. Alright.
Hello? Yes. Hi, Billy.
I feel that thing in here all day. Feel it all run down and run away.
Can you?
Yeah.
You know, these things, let me tell you, they are people different. But you know, this is as good as I want.
That's a Pre-Way, and another one is Kenmore. A Kenmore is the same thing as Ben Roebuck.
Yep.
That thing's built out of something, too.
I mean that little old kerosene heater. I don't mean this 51, but I mean this kerosene heater makes as good a heat as I want. And furthermore, I don't want it invisible. I don't want it outside. I want it.
Smoke from that, look at that.
Oh, okay.
You see any smoke?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I want it. Oh, he
enjoyed it.
I'd rather have the heat where I can
still
see it.
Okay, nice.
Now, you've got, where you got yours?
What's that?
The heat.
My heat? I got a gas heater.
You got it hid somewhere?
No, it's in the front room. It's just exactly like that right there.
Poor JR, just a little of that. Call it there.
Okay.
I'll even just exactly like that right there.
Open like that?
Mm-hmm, just the stuff. Gas heater, just like that right there.
Yeah, you got a flue for it, haven't you?
No flue one.
Here, fix it.
No, it ain't got no flue on it. Just like that gas heater there.
Yeah.
Got one up in front of the house and one behind it.
Well, now, in my estimation, that's about as good as you need.
That right there can't be beat. That's the do it for us.
Yeah. Do yours.
If you'll take that heater out during the summertime, take it out and take it out in the yard and turn it bottom side up with it.
Yeah.
Take the grates and everything out of it and take your water hose and wash it out.
Oh.
Just wash out that old big thing down there where you light it at.
Yeah.
And that thing will burn 10 times better.
Okay.
And you can paint it. You can paint the outsides of it with regular house paint. It won't burn off. There ain't no heat up here. Ain't no heat there.
No, it don't get hot.
Him, it won't say heat. It's right here and in the front. And you can take aluminum paint and paint that.
Yeah.
It won't burn off. I painted mine Battleship gray.
Oh, really?
Boy, that's a sport. Why, I think you like to look at that thing.
Well, give him put a little in there. He's not going to do it. You can put it in for him.
I don't smoke enough.
Now, I've got your tide out there.
Okay, I'll put some of each one in there.
Joey's coming up. Just for your design.
Sometimes, though, you shine the flashlight in them. You see white specks in there? That truck's disappearing right there.
Oh, really?
I mean, it'll burn every bit of that truck right on out of that pipe. What truck's in the heater, it'll burn it right on out.
Yeah.
And won't hurt a thing in the world. Just to heat up that stuff.
Yeah. Mind you, tell us, hold up a little.
I don't never drink much coffee. For the only time I drink any coffee early in the morning.
Well, don't drink the damn stuff.
Yeah, I do.
I love to, I don't drink much, I just love to have it around, just sitting.
Well, I drink coffee, but I don't drink no liquor. You need
no.
Aspirin to have no liquor. I know you ain't got none, Joe.
So you ain't losing anything.
I got 5 cans of beer and a quart of liquor sitting in my shop that's been there 32 years. Everybody comes and they want it. And you ain't gonna get it. That stuff ain't gonna hurt so. As long as you're stepping up there with it, doing all right. Before they get mad, go to don't let them have it.
5 cans of beer.
5 cans of beer and a quart of liquor. A quart of moonshine whiskey.
I'll swear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll swear.
And they get mad, go to don't let them have it.
Yeah. J.R., did you ever drink any moonshine?
Yes, sir. I drank enough to vote.
Uncle Sam's biggest battleship.
Well, let me tell you, I never drunk that much, but I've drunk some. And you know, I've drunk it all stages. Just warm, right out of the...
I've drunk it right out of the thing that comes out of the still.
Yeah.
And I know where... I don't know how much is there. I figure it undoubtedly got to be around about 500 gallons of what's called low wine, where they cooked it all over again. It's not skinnings, it's low wine. In other words, the last batch, they run it through there, and then they recooked it again. It's in 5 gallon jugs all over it. And of course, I 75 went and got an edge of it. I thought maybe one of these days I'd go out there and look for it. I said, I don't want it. I don't want it, but I'm going to.
Oh, you just put that right here in the saucer, J.R. Mm-hmm.
I told you just to use the floor. Mm-hmm. I sweep.
Good stuff.
I sweep. I do the
sweeping. You mean in here right next to my coffin?
Yeah. Just
I do
right
the sweeping. You can just throw it on
there. Yeah, man. You don't catch me putting nothing on in nobody's floor.
I tell you what. Okay. Do you remember Paul Rollison?
Paul Rollison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know Rollison, boy.
Well, their daddy.
Clark's daddy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Old man Rollison.
Mm-hmm.
Rollison. Well, they tell me, and I'll tell you, two or three people have told me that. They told me that they made as good moonshine as ever had in this country.
Well, I tell you, somebody else made some good moonshine. That's old man Cub, Dave Harris. And old George Kennedy. And Cato Manning. Bartow Manning. You know that, a juke on the right as you go up to Meganope on the old road.
Yeah.
The house, just the other side of that juke up there on the right. Just a great big old chinaberry tree up there.
Yeah.
And they had a 55-gallon drum in that chinaberry tree. It had a great big old hole in the chinaberry tree about that big round up, way up there. And what they do, the top of the barrel was open. And of course, they went out here Well, in other words, I-75 took in that road. Back in there, Dave Harris and George Kennedy made the liquor, and Bartow and Cato and them sold it. And they had a regular spigot. And if you wanted a fifth, you went down there. That wasn't a fifth, it was just a pint. A pint bottle or anything, it didn't make no difference. And of course, they didn't care how it was made. Of course, it was made right. It's made in a copper steel. And now they make them old, they just take that drum right out there and pour it in it. They don't care. You crazy enough to drink it, we'll drink it. And just like old, we used to make, me and old Buck Preston used to make peach brandy. And old Buck down there, Jay's factory store behind it, back out there in that warehouse. And many a time we've come up out there and had 4 or 5 rats in.
Why, they are?
Had rats and cats and, you know, you do a thing, well, get a stick, get them out.
Well, let me tell you,
and then
yeah.
Drink it.
Now, Manning, I have heard about
sit
him.
Down and drink it.
He got to be a big operator at one time.
Who?
Manning.
Kato?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I never know him. Now, these other two fellows have made it, what's their name, Harris?
Dave Harris and George Kennedy.
Well, let me tell you, you getting clear out of my territory. I never even heard their names.
No, they're older than, they're older people than Cato Manning and Bartow Manning. And Frank Hines. Frank Hines used to make it there and sell it.
He did both.
I think he's doing it right now. He's doing something.
Besides working for the horse farm?
He's retired, I don't know how long ago. And he goes off every morning. I see him every morning. going towards Little Shell. Ain't no horse farms over that way. That's an alibi. He said he was some horse farm or something.
He's night watching.
Where you night watching at?
I forget.
Well, you don't night watch in the daytime, do you?
Well, now, there's Harris and who else?
Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Now, why hadn't I heard of them?
Well, they've been dead before you come around here. They've been dead, I know, for 30 years.
Well, they was older than Grandpa Rollerson.
Yeah, they was older than him. Old Dave Harris, when he died, he was about 94 years old.
Yeah.
George Kennedy must have been about 80-something.
And that's 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just didn't appreciate what good thing they had of it, did they?
No.
You reckon they did?
I don't believe they did.
They didn't have any way of knowing what a good thing they had of it, did they?
No.
The sheriff would leave them alone?
There wasn't no such thing as the sheriff. In other words, the sheriff was just about as bad about it as they were.
Yeah.
I remember when old Bill Davis, you ever hear about his name?
Yeah.
Old Bill Davis?
Yeah.
Well, he was making it too.
Was he?
And he was helping them sell it.
Yeah.
He was hauling it around his automobile. And when he'd get a nigger to carry him to jail, he'd have that old gun on the side of him, and he'd tell that nigger, "You get in the back. Get in the back of that car." And the old nigger, he'd get in the back. I'll never forget. He had a flat tire. He had the old nigger out for changing the tire. The old nigga, he should have turned the bolts to the left. He was turning them to the right. "Get out of the way. Let me have this thing. I'll show you how to change the darn tire." And when he did, he squatted down at it to undo the bolt. The old nigga freaking got old Bill Davis' gun to him. "All right, you just change the tire. I'll see you later." Took his gun and walked on off. Ain't seen him since. They pulled up quite a few times.
Oh, did he? Well, that was sort of shabby of him. He'd treat them.
Tell me something. That he was wide open. You see him smoke in there?
No. Do I not? Let me see. No, nobody would do him.
They heard that. And you see how I've been bringing it up by degrees?
Yeah.
That's the way you want to do it.
Well, I see you got it wide open, face.
Wide open.
God almighty.
You don't hear the cracking and the popping, do you?
No.
You ain't cracked and popped the first bit.
Well, I will be damned.
You light a heater, like I tell you to light it, I guarantee you it won't never smother. That heater I tell you about I had in the groin. That heater I've had it put in there 19 years. I ain't never cleaned it. Ain't nothing in it. But now when I let my daughter have it, and her husband, they didn't have it in the house 24 hours before they had it full of smut. And I asked them, "How'd y'all light that heater?" He had turned the dial wide open and lit it up and let it go. I said, "See, you don't pay no attention to what anybody tell you. But you take that rod and one out. Just cut them out.
You know, that's...
About every 3 months doing heating season, they'll never shut up. They won't even have no carbon in them. I've cleaned millions of heaters that didn't have a drop of soot in it. And I tell people, this heater don't need no cleaning. So I go through the motion. I'd rather pay you to look at it, see if everything's all right."
Is that right?
Yes, I cleaned the main one. I bet you I didn't get that much soot and carbon out of it.
Yeah. J.R., what sort of fellow is old Bohannon up there?
He's a first-class crook. You know, I give his wife 3 blood transfusions. Of course, whenever he dies, I'm looking for something. In other words, I believe that's the only way I'll ever find out. Well, she told me a before she died, when I give her that last blood transfusion, she says, Mountain says, you will be remembered when I'm gone. And of course, I ain't heard nothing. In other words, the what they call the safe deposit box in the First National Bank has not been touched so far.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I'm looking to some piece of that property that they gave, which is 2-3 places he can't sell. He can't get rid of it. In other words, nobody don't want it because they know it's a check in it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the insurance that she had, the insurance is paying the taxes on it. Till he dies, and it ain't gonna be long before he's gone.
He's been around too long?
He's on his last leg now. But he was a class crook. In other words, he'd tell me, I worked for him 20 years, I know him. He'd tell me, so now whenever you go to somebody's house doing things, so you get them out of this, and you get them out of that. Now they're getting up right.
Yeah, about
in other words, say, for instance, if I put tubing from that tank right down over here,
yeah.
Well, I know it ain't no more than about 30 feet.
Yeah.
And I'd charge you up for 60 feet.
Yes, I see. Yeah.
Well, that's money in his pocket.
Yeah.
And don't give me nothing extra for it.
Yeah.
And say, for instance, I come here and filled up that tank down with kerosene, and it was empty, and you didn't know it. You didn't know it was empty. You didn't know it was half full.
No.
And I'd fill it up and it'd take 110 gallons of kerosene. It didn't take 110 gallons of kerosene. Well, he'd be 50 gallons of kerosene for good.
Yeah.
He'd get it on somebody else.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of man he was. And I hauled air conditioning from Miami. And he told me, he said, now whenever you're loading them air conditioners, if you can get 2-3 on the side, get them. In other words, load 3 more than it's supposed to be in there. Yeah, I will. I did that one time. I got one, but I didn't give it to him. I carried it home. I still got it. A whirlpool. I didn't give it to him. Man, I told the man, I said, you got what I'm supposed to have on this. No, you ain't either. You fight one more having your load. I said, well, put it on there. And I knew good and well, there's more than 50. There was 50, supposed to have been 50 on the truck. And he said there wasn't but 49 on there. So he put 11 on it. He put it on there and I carried it home. He didn't get it.
I'll be damned. Well, you see, an honest man, he don't get very far in the world.
No, he don't. They're like that DOT up there. You got to be just as crooked as they are. Of course, now, in gasoline, I don't mess with no gasoline. Don't mess with no kerosene. But, like, here's what a man told me to do.
Yeah.
The big boy, no mind, told me, said, if any of them lawnmowers...
They going down to see the cows?
I don't know, but let me check and see what they're
going to
do. We're
going to
get
some stuff. Told me, says, them lawnmowers wear out, says, you,
tell her to leave them here and I'll bring them over there.
Did you,
drop them in the mail.
Okay.
Let me heat up the coffee, JR.
No, ma'am, I don't believe I kiss anymore. Thanks for saying.
Well, let me ask you, did you get any lunch?
Hmm?
Did you get any lunch?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever I come in, well, wife, I told her I said, I want 2 eggs, meat, some sausage. And I eat about 4 or 5 pieces of light bread, which I shouldn't eat it. But she always cooks something for me whenever I go off hunting and come back. I wasn't worth 2 cents when I got that house.
How's that?
I walked like walked my head off this morning.
Well,
got 2 squirrels.
2?
Mm-hmm. I seen 2 squirrels and got them.
Of all things. Well, is this the...
come out of Noah's Ark.
Is this the beginning of the hunting season?
Mm-hmm. It started this morning.
Well, no wonder everybody was around with their hunting clothes on.
That's right. In other words, I had forgot all about hunting season.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday,
Yeah.
And the wife said to me, says, I got your license. I said, license for what? She said, your hunting license. I said, well, I didn't want none. She said, yeah, you do. You always have some fun every year in hunting season. You get quite a few quail.
Uh-huh.
I like the quail hunting, myself.
Yeah. Well, are there any places left for you to hunt?
Well, you got to buy a permit. I got a little old thing about that big around the man gave me. When I got there this morning, well, it was already daybreak. Of course, I'd seen a deer before I even got there. But I didn't kill it because I didn't have no permit.
Mm-hmm.
Said, see, if I'd have shot that deer,
mm-hmm.
that man would have been right there.
Why, sure.
Sure he would. And I said, nope, I ain't going to shoot it.
No.
I said, well, I just wait till in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, I'm going to be, there's an old tire laying on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And that deer was right at that tire. In the morning, at that same time, he'll be right at that tire.
Why, J.R.?
I didn't shoot him, see. In other words, I seen him.
Uh-huh.
And to keep this guy from up the road there seeing him and see what I stopped for, I backed up. And when I backed up, he run back in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped over the fence and went in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that scared him off right there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the morning, at that same time, he'll be right there. And what I'm going to do, I'm going 30 minutes earlier.
In the morning?
In the morning. And I'm going to set just about as far as the middle of that barn out coming from that tire.
Yeah.
In fact, then his truck won't be there. The truck be up back up the road. I'm going to walk down there.
Uh-huh.
And whenever he comes out of them woods and jumps over that fence and starts feeding in that green grass on the edge of the road, that's when I'm going to get him. It's
oh,
a big red one.
A big red deer. A
big red deer and his horns. He's got a rack up there that won't wait.
How far is, where is this, J.R.?
It's on the Rochelle Road.
Right around here?
Yeah, we got good deer all in here.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, dear, I bet you I can walk that field right out, John.
All right.
And find deer tracks.
Hey, right out there. I bought them up from
the... I've all seen.
And deer like sugar cane. And I carried two stalks of sugar cane in there this morning.
Yeah.
And put it around different places. Just hung it, stuck it up in a tree. Let them see if they'd... And then in the morning, see, when I go out there, I'll see if... they've got a hold of that sugar cane, because there's tracks everywhere out in the woods. All over that place.
Deer.
Yeah, deer.
And they like sugar cane.
Yes, ma'am. And they also like apples. You can take apples and put them in your pocket, especially when the wind's blowing. And a deer can't smell you. If he smells you before you see him, he's gone.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on a log this morning. It was just about, I don't know, it must have been somewhere around about 7 o'clock, I guess. And I heard something behind me. Them old paramedics said, boom, just like that. I thought, oh, he smelt me. Because the wind was coming this way and the scent, and my scent went to him. And I heard them paramedics just like that, and boy, I know he took off.
You didn't even see him?
Didn't even see him. No, he was behind me. Now, he was seeing come out in that roof.
Yeah.
You don't think that's the same one?
Hmm?
That wasn't the same one.
No, And I found a place over there this morning where a man had stood in one place, looked like it was yesterday, and shot over 30 times. And it was high-powered rifle. I got the empty shells out there in the truck now. It was a high-powered rifle. There were shells all over the place around there. I picked up a whole pocketbook of them. And it showed, it had to be yesterday, because if it was a week ago, then the tracks wouldn't be there. It was just as plain as day right where he had been standing. Now, what did he shoot at? Nobody knows. And where he was at, there were deer tracks everywhere, and there's an acorn tree out there, and fresh acorns all over the ground. And underneath that oak tree, which I had passed by, and seen those deer tracks, because a deer likes acorns.
Oh.
And I had come from that oak tree, and I could see where a car track, some guy in a truck, just like I told you. I wouldn't put my truck out there for it. And Well, I followed them tracks to that road over there to come out. Well, there's where that guy stood up there. You can see where it looked like me. He had stood looking this way and stood looking that way and looking down this way and looking behind him all kind of ways. You know, tell me how long he'd been standing there. And whatever that was, he shot at. Ain't no telling. And a high-powered rifle, you kill a deer. I say 500 or 600 yards out yonder. Well, he could have shot at some of them. Ain't no telling. And later you could see buzzards flying around and go to where the buzzards is coming down. They could find out right quick what it is.
But the season just opened this morning.
Mm-hmm, this morning. But I'm going to be there about 30 minutes ahead of time in the morning. And right where that old tire is where he was at this morning. And I backed up. See, I stopped and backed up. And of course, the light didn't get on him the second time. But that guy that was back up the road there, he couldn't tell what I was stopping for. And whenever I stopped and backed up, well, over the fence, he went and run in the bushes over there. And that, when I backed up, that scared him. I could have killed him. In other words, if I'd have just stopped before I got to that tire, before I got to him, and just jumped out of the truck and shot him right there before he got over that fence. And then by the time I shot him, where a man would have been right there. And I didn't have no permit.
But what
I
do have now?
I got a permit, yeah. In other words, you take this morning, when I went over at that place, I thought that I had to have a permit to hunt on Owens, Illinois land. But I found out something this morning. That man told me, said, you ain't got to have no permit to hunt on Owens, Illinois land. When you buy a management area permit, that includes Owens, Illinois, Georgia Paper Company, every one of them, all in place. And said, you can hunt on the other side of 39th Avenue if you want to. Says this permit takes care of it.
Hmm.
Now, last year I bought $30 worth of permit. And I come to find out that I don't need but one. Now, this ain't no permit, but this here states it. Now, that's what he give me.
Okay, please.
In other words, that's what he give me. Now, in the morning, when I get time, I'll go by there and pick up my permit.
Permit.
Oh, yeah.
But see, the man that was there this morning didn't have the key to the box. And he couldn't get in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he gave me to show me that I could go on in anyhow.
Uh-huh.
He told me to come by my nearest convenience and pick up the permit. But that right there, just as good as the permit.
That's pretty decent
out here. Yeah, that's all right. And he sold a nigger one. Can't give him the same thing give me.
Yeah.
Put his name on there and paid for a permit and signed his name to it.
Yeah.
In other words, I can go by there tomorrow sometime and produce it to the man, he give me the permit. But that fellow told me this morning I didn't need another 2-3 more permit.
Well, is that, what time are you going to go to those places? You going to have to go first thing in the morning?
I'm going to be there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's dark.
I don't care how dark it is.
Can you see a deer in the dark?
Sure you can.
They come out and
I tell you what you can do. I tell you what you can do, you may not believe it. You can be standing on that road, and a deer come out down that road, and you just strike a match and hold it. Did you know he'll come to you? You can take a lighter knot and light it and go through the woods and that knock will come right to you. Yes, sir. That's what they call fire hunting.
Fire hunting?
Fire hunting. Now, that might have been what that guy was doing standing up there in that one place. Of course, I didn't think about looking for any lighter knots that he'd had on fire. Now, say for instance, there might have been somebody else off from where he was standing that had the fire and them deer was out there were watching that fire. And they say that, which I haven't seen it, but I seen what I did this morning with my car light. His eyes was just as red as any red you ever seen in your life. And his eyes was way up him. In other words, couldn't be a cat. A cat be way down here. And a cow's eyes is not red. You take your flashlight some night and shine your cow's eyes out there and see what color they are. A deer's eyes are just as red can get.
Yeah.
It looks just like a round ball of fire. And you can take a match and light a cigarette. And if he's out in that road, he'll come to you. That's now. We've been right where I seen that nut this morning. Me and Nola was going.
Nola, I kept calling her Lola, you see.
We was going somewhere here about 2 weeks ago, and right there in that one place, she said, "Honey, did you see that?" I said, "See what?" She said, "There's a deer standing just inside that fence there." And I stopped the truck and backed up, and it was a fawn about that high.
Oh.
And but you know that bunch out there will kill anything they can get they shoot. See, if it's a fawn that high, they'll kill him.
And if they can't kill a fawn, they'll shoot a cow.
Yes, sir. Last year, I don't know what he killed, but I seen the blood in the palmetto patch there, and I know they had to gouge him whenever they killed it, whatever it was. And whoever had it was it was an old hot rod car. And whatever they killed, they loaded in that thing and they took off. I don't know what it was. If I'd have known that they killed something like that and when they took off, I'd have found out what they had. But I didn't know, and I was a pretty good ways from them too. But I heard them when they shot. And after I come along that place where I heard the shot at, there that blood was all over that palmetto patch. And it was a different kind of blood from cow blood. Cow blood is a red, but it's not a deep red. A deer blood is deep red. And I didn't know that until Andover. Well, I told him what this blood looked like. It was a deep red, and it was stringy. And a cow's blood is not stringy. So that's just exactly what that was. He killed. He killed a deer, and it's more likely than a doe. And it's strictly against the law to kill a doe. It's just $500. You got to replace a deer too.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. You kill a doe, I don't care if it ain't no higher than that. It's $500, and you got to replace the deer. And the fine is $500, and then you got to go down to Silver Spring and pay about $1,000 for a little deer to go out there in the woods. Got to be a doe, too. They get you in trouble about that doe, pretty.
They catch up on them occasionally?
Yes, sir. In other words, the doe, I don't know how to do it, but I don't think those got any telephones on them. But now you think we got turkeys in Lottery County, and it's closed on turkeys. And every turkey that's out there in that little stick swamp has got a telephone on it.
Got a bell on it.
No. It's got a walkie-talkie on it.
Yeah.
It's right in his wing. You can see it. When you ever see one of them and you see something white, about that big round in his wing over there, that's what it is. And the very minute you shoot that turkey, in less than 30 minutes, there'll be a game warden right there on you. Be right there in that spot. In other words, they got a helicopter. Got a helicopter over there on them. And the very minute you shoot one of them turkeys, that thing goes to work.
You better move.
And you better not take that thing off and throw it down. Or you better not take that turkey and try to run with it, because if you don't know it's on him, you are in trouble, because that helicopter will come right straight to it.
Of all things.
That helicopter was out there this morning.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, like one time I felt like I was so tired, I felt like I was going to lay down out there and let him come get me. I felt like just that tired. Couldn't hardly put one foot in front of the other. I tell you what it done. It took me from I looked at my watch and it was 8 o'clock when I was coming out of them woods. And I think it was somewhere around about 10 o'clock before I ever got out of there, and I wasn't. I bet you I wasn't a half a mile from the truck. That's how tired I was. And that old sand, I declare, you bogged up that deep in that mud. It looked like it was just as hard out there, and all of a sudden you bogged up your knees. And these old shoes, you know, just that old clay just stuck to it.
Don't give me that old clay.
And that old clay, got out there and I rake it off my shoes and I wouldn't get gone good before it'd be full again.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I was tired.
Yeah.
And when I got home, why, I said, what'd you flop down there for? I said, if you're as tired as I am, you flop down anyway. I'd take about 15 dimes I flopped down from where I started that. Now, when I was walking down in there, well, I was all right. But whenever I started back, you talking about tired? I was tired.
Yeah.
And when I got the truck, I sat up in there for 15 minutes before I ever drove off.
Yeah.
I said, oh boy, don't get in that truck, feel good. Well,
let me tell you, that seat out there, they are, that's a nice seat in that truck.
Yes, sir, that thing is soft.
Yeah.
And it set, you set up, and you just, everybody likes that truck out there.
Yeah. I just
but you know, that thing
that
made me mad the other day, though.
Oh.
Friday. Of course, I shouldn't get mad with it, because I bought the gas at the wrong place. That Pinnacle place up down on the corner on 4th Avenue, don't buy no gas in that place. I bought $7.40 worth. And I told that man, I said, wait a minute. You did not put no $7.40 worth in that tank. I know you didn't. Because it was sitting on half. And I said, whenever that gauge says half full, it's half full. And I said, I don't see how in the world you got $7.40 worth in there. And I said, I don't see how in the world you got 14 gallons of gas in there at 35.9. And whenever I got to Clearwater or Largo, I had to drain that stuff out of that truck and put new gas in. Half of it was water.
Yeah.
Why, J.R.?
Yeah. You can't drain water out of it.
No, it's mixed all in the gasoline, and it was salt water at that.
Well, how do you get that damn stuff out?
Well, I had to go to the Mercury place down there, and they had to suck it out with some kind of machine they had.
Well, I'll be done.
And I had to put, I think it was $8.40 worth of gas back in that tank, full tank. And that rotten thing wouldn't run right to save your life.
Well, you know, you better than go to the place.
Well, I have bought a lot of gas there, but see that price come down on gasoline to $35.9.
Yeah.
Was 41 and 46 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And whenever the price come down, everybody flocked up there. And that gas that he had come from Steen Hatchet. And everybody said that the gas that come from Steen Hatchet had salt water in it.
Of all things.
Now you take that fella that runs that thrift station there and make an open. But Nola drove her car up there and filled it up. You know, about, I don't know, about 5 months ago, maybe 6 months ago. And she didn't even get the paint spread. And so Ridgeway Motor Company come out there and got the car. And they carried in and had to take the gas tank off. Didn't have no plug and you couldn't get this thing in there to suck the gasoline out of it. I think they got 8 or 9 gallons of water out of the tank.
Why, I never thought of that. You have to be
but
careful.
You know, the thrift oil company had to pay for that bill on that car was $52. Take that gas tank off, clean it out, and put new gas back in. $52. And thrift oil company paid for it too.
Yeah.
Now that guy finally, he don't want to pay for mine. The Barton Douglas says he's going to pay for it. Now, he's a good lawyer. You know him? Barton Douglas?
No.
He's kin to J.E.'s right.
I don't know any lawyers. I
Yeah, that Parson Douglas, he's a good man. I'll guarantee you.
How'd you find out about him?
Well, I had him to get some property straight for me. And he said it's right. Well, I believe that's all I can do you.
Let me tell you, Jay, if you've done that, I declare you're a magician.
And he looked at my computer up in the front?
Yeah. It's lit. Well, he turned it on.
And you just pour that stuff in it?
I just put half of it in that tank down there and half of it just moving it.
Yeah. And we don't have to worry about it?
Don't have to worry about it. It melts on there.
Well, I'll tell you.
I never heard of anything like that.
Well, a lot of people don't tell you that.
I know it.
A lot of times people don't tell you that.
Yeah, how much money you got in there?
Well, let's see.
All that copper tubing, damn that old stuff.
I don't know how much copper tubing is a foot now. Used to be 30 cents. It used about 15 feet. And I had a valve and three brass fittings. That's it. Brass fittings were 60 cents a piece. I had three of them. A valve about a dollar and a half. And I had a galvanized T and a union about 20 cents. But being you gonna let me use your tractor, I ain't gonna charge you nothing.
You haven't used it, yet.
No, I used it. And I'll give you a paint job on it. Want it red?
No. No.
What color you want? Orange?
All I want is some way of getting that exhaust out.
Well, I can do that.
That's all. That's all I want.
You don't want a paint job on it?
Uh-huh.
I got a 2 gallons of orange paint.
I'll tell you what, there's one thing about it. If you want to lift your morale, you just put a little paint on anything.
Hmm?
And anything will take place of paint. It'll lift your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my spirits need lifting if you look at all this old stuff right here. You know, if it hadn't been for this oil shortage and all like that, I wouldn't have got after you about
mm-hmm.
this.
I
but
say you done it ahead of time though.
Yeah.
In other words, right now if you used to tell them you want 100 gallons of kerosene, they'd tell you right quick we ain't gonna let you have it.
Yeah.
Just like I told a man this morning, that ward boy. I found he'd come down and fill up my kerosene tank with my hot water heater. He says I can't put over $13 worth in that tank.
Is that right?
I said, that's all right. It ain't gonna hold $13 worth, but put it and fill it up. In other words, I got a kerosene hot water heater. Excuse me. I got a kerosene hot water heater, and I had that tank filled approximately 6 months ago. And it's just a 55-gallon drum. And that thing ain't down that much. In other words, what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to get another 55-gallon drum and put it in that garage out there and fill it. And I'm going to put it up on the bench
yeah.
and run a galvanized pipe from that tank down and then to that tank out in the yard. And then I'm going to take that tank and put it in the garage in there. And then try and keep it covered up. Nobody won't even ever know what I'm heating my water with.
Mm-hmm. That kerosene is you get it. You get the thing going right, like this looks like it's going to be now. That's good heat, see?
Sure.
And you ain't got to hang nothing on that thing because it's breathing itself.
Yeah. Now, Jiggle
with it. I want to check, recheck that valve and everything under there before I go.
There's one thing.
I have no leak nowhere.
Let me tell you, J.R.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing, if I had, and I have been on the point of getting it a dozen times, if I had one of these little light lowboys, you know, like you drive your machinery up on and pull it off somewhere, if I had one of them, just a light one, I could help people out a whole lot. But you know, you borrow a tractor, well, it's tedious just to get out on the road with it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, run over.
Yes. And takes a long time.
Yeah.
Takes longer to get that back and doesn't do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Most jobs people have don't amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting there. I remember one of these fellas, he left time one time. And he is out here and saw my tractor. He says he gardened. He raised everything. He says I wish you'd just come up there and plow my garden. And I thought to myself, but if I could get there, it'd take me a whole lot longer to get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had something that you could load your tractor and your equipment on it.
Yeah.
And just load it on there and then hook it behind your car.
That's all you got to do.
But I tell you, your car, which car are you talking about pulling it with you? One she drove off?
That old Chevy would pull it.
I know it would, but it'd break it down.
Did a Chevy?
Yes, it'd break any car now. You couldn't put a good enough trailer hitch on it.
Is that right?
That's right. In other words, that trailer would break that frame right under where you sit.
Yeah.
You take a low bore trailer with a tractor or something like that on it.
Yeah.
It'll break it. It won't take it no time to do it either.
Well, you have to have a truck.
You'd have to have a truck. Something that would hold it. In other words, if you had a truck about a ton and a half Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Long wheelbase.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to build your body up so high.
No.
You could put it just that much above the wheels. Mm-hmm. And of course you could block up on your springs. You could put extra springs in it where it can't mash it down. And you can build your ramp to run up on it.
Yeah.
But just like I'm thinking.
Well, now that's right. That's right. That's right, J.R. In the long run, a ton truck, ton and a half truck, will do more than anything else you can get.
That's right. You can put anything on it.
Yes, sir. Now you get your ramp,
mm-hmm.
and it don't take much of a ramp.
That's right. And you ain't got to have nothing in the middle of it. Just have where the wheels run up there on it.
That's right.
Well, now in the back end, where you start up with, you can put two hinges on it and have your ramp that you can just pick that thing up and just lay it on the truck.
Yeah.
If you got behind the tractor.
Yeah.
So say, lay it up on your desk.
That's right.
Where you get to where you're going with it. Take the thing, lay it back down, and unload your tractor and go about your business.
You know, I don't know too. I don't know much about machinery, but now you take a regular truck, the bed's about,
I don't know. 8 feet wide.
Huh?
Better than 8 feet.
30. I'm trying to think just how high that bed would be. But it's way up there. Is it 40 inches?
40 inches, something like that.
Just a regular standard bed on
mm-hmm.
a truck. Well, it's way up there anyhow. And now I have seen these little trucks, they're light trucks, but seem like somehow or other the bed's way down low. They're light trucks.
Well, in other words, they got smaller tires on it, smaller wheels.
Yeah.
And you can carry just as much on them smaller wheels you can a big one.
Yeah.
In other words, what they call a low boy truck is what it is.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you see, for my purpose, I'm not going to Detroit or anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Just going short haul.
That's right. All short haul.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, I'd a heck of a lot rather be out there on that road in one of them trucks than I had
He's driving the tractor down
there. Yeah. Or in a car pulling one.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing, I believe if a man had a truck to load a tractor on it, he would back it on it.
Yeah.
Back it on it, and when you start to get off, well, just drive it on off.
Yeah.
You'd come out in the long run.
Yeah.
And of course, you want to build your little sides up about that high so that you can't back over.
That's right.
If you back up on there and you keep that
yeah.
back wheel right in with that board,
yeah.
It'll get on up there where it belongs. But if it ain't nothing there, you can't be looking over that wheel and trying to find out where you're going.
Yeah. You gotta have
something there to kind of guide you a little bit.
Hold it in. Well, I'll tell you, there's just a very few things that would make it so much easier for a fella.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a very few things, and that's one of them. And here's another thing, see. I need to borrow a piece of machinery or something like that every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't borrow it. I can't go get it.
You got no way to hold it.
I ain't got no way to hold it. Well, or it puts you out of business. I'll tell you, nothing will take the place of a little transportation.
I tell you something, of course, a hole in a tractor, I don't believe it holds a tractor on it. But you take just regular, say, something a little bit bigger than wheelbarrow wheels. And little tires, now you take a trailer, like the Sierra Nova, of course, that $169 for a trailer. And you can take that trailer and build it better than what it is. In other words, you'd have to build it better. It's not what's called what it ought to be. But you take them little old tires and wheels back there, that the boat sitting on top of, well, they'll hold up most anything.
Is that right?
And in fact, the business, a man would take it and take two of them wheels and weld them together and put two extra tires on on each side. It'd hold up more than you think it would.
Yeah.
Like my boat right now is full of water. It's been full of water for 3 weeks and you can't even tell it. The tires even got anything on it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better go. I want to go right here and see if I can kill me another squirrel.
Today, J.R.?
Yeah, it's been out night. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah. They might be out. Might run up on Cubby Quail. I tell you about the fan now. I got a fan that's got a hole up on it. Won't have to be no more than that. And I got a
wait a minute now, Jay. I want you to see this. Now this is important. Ah, hell, I'm about to get it.
Whose towel is this? Is this your towel?
Yes, ma'am, I got some mud over it.
Oh. Well, that's...
I think I'll let this rod map thing behind the heater. Put that down in there. I'll let it down in there so that he wanted to rod it out and then do that.
Oh. But he, I guess he knows how to do it.
I'll do it.
Well, you bet.
I'll do it. Maybe.
He said, come on through there. He wanted you. Oh, on the front porch, J.R.
Front porch.
Gentlemen, over around 1500-1600, the end of the visit with J.R. working on the gas, the kerosene stove, this Saturday, the 10th of November, 73. Channel 1 over around 1500-1600, the end of the visit with J.R. this Saturday afternoon, the 10th of November, 73. Channel 1 over. Around 1500-1600, the end of the visit with J.R. this Saturday afternoon, the 10th of November, 73.
about it.